The holidays can be tough for some parents, especially those on a tight budget who are trying to keep the magic of Christmas alive for their kids. On this week's En Route, Hugo Fan talked with a mom headed to the Salvation Army in hopes of finding something to lift her children's spirits.
My name's Dakota Lane.
And tell me where you're headed today.
I'm heading over to Salvation Army to pick up my children's presents for the Christmas holidays. Because, well, we're an unfortunate family. We don't have a car. We're struggling ourselves. So we had to take the bus transportation, which is disgusting, by the way, I think in my mind. But it's what it is. It's a way to get where we need to go and where we need to be. And I'm just hoping that one day that me and my three beautiful children get blessed.
So is it like a Toys for Tots thing?
Toys for Tots is for tomorrow pickup. Today, it's similar to picking up for it when you get the letter from Salvation Army. You get like a free transportation up to there, but then you gotta pay your own way back, which is fine. But you get to pick presents for your children. It's a blessing in disguise anyways to help out, get your kids presents for the holidays.
What are you hoping to get for your kids? What are your kids wanting?
Oh my gosh, my little 2-year-old, she's been wanting a Miss Rachel doll, so I'm hoping she gets that deep down. My oldest boy, he's unknown, he's autistic, so he'll probably want his fidgets like usual. And my second born, he'll just be wanting anything blippy, so.
Is that kind of like high energy, kind of like,
yes, yay? That's my children from us in my household, so it's like really high energy, really positive energy in the home. And I'm glad that I get that in my life, that I have that blessing, because last year my kids got taken from CPS, and I got them back. I got them back within 6 months, so I'm blessed to have them home, and I don't want nothing bad to happen to them again.
What are your holidays looking like now?
Probably most likely staying home, just making what's best of it, have them open their presents in the morning, just eat whatever we have in our fridge, and just relax.
So, anything you're looking forward to in the new year? You know, any resolutions?
Hopefully a car. And get on working, actually finally getting on Social Security Disability and working on DoorDash and Uber Eats or something like that, because I'm tired of just being on my butt.
What are you doing now and for work and stuff?
I just stay at home with my kids, and that's the main thing about it. I just stay home, take care of the kids, clean house, cook, the works. I mean, I'm used to that. It's been like that since my oldest was born, and I'm ready for something new finally.
Are they excited for the holidays coming up?
Oh, yes, they really, really are. They're looking totally forward to it.
How old are your kids anyways?
I have one that's 7, one that's 6, and then one that's 2, so.
The kid that likes Miss Rachel, is she more calmer than the blippy kid?
Oh my gosh, she is the most chillest child ever. She has positive energy, but she has the worst attitude like she's got from me, so I enjoy every minute of it.
You can find past episodes of En Route at KMUW.org.